There's the moon.
Ah, nasty white face. Nasty. Nasty.
Mr. Frodo, look. There. It's coming from Mordor. It's got wings.
Get down. Both of you, get down. Wraithses on wings. The precious is their master, they seize everything. Nothing can hide from them. Curse the white face, and they'll tell him everything. He sees, he knows. Gollum.
Well, I don't know what that was, but I'm thankful it's gone. Come on, Gollum, on your feet.
Yes.
It's time to be moving on.
Not while the white face is in the sky.
It was not until the moon had sunk that Gollum would get up or make a move. For 3 days they journeyed in darkness, cowering under black rocks by day like worms, lest the winged terror should pass and spy them with its cruel eyes. At last, on the fifth morning since they took the road with Gollum, they came to the desolation that lay before Mordor.
What a terrible place this is. It's like being in a nightmare.
Nasty uses. Poisonous pools that gasp and bubble at little hobbitses. Slimy oozy pits and hills of ashes. Not nice. No. But Master said, take me to the gate. And this is the only way.
I feel sick. Dust and foul fumes. Mr. Frodo, you look all in. Let's rest. Try and get some sleep. We'll move on again when evening comes.
Smeagol promised. Yes, my precious, we promised to save our precious, not to let him have it. Never. But it's going to him, yes. Nearer every step. What's the hobbits going to do with it?
Wonders, yes, wonders.
I can't help it. Master's got it. Smeagol promised to help. Master.
He's talking with himself. What's he going on about?
But if we was Master, then we could help ourselves, yes. And still keep promises. But the precious holds the promise, then takes it. And let's hold it ourselves, as is then maybe master. Make the other hobbit, the nasty, suspicious hobbit, make him cry.
So much for you, Sam Gamgee.
But not the nice hobbit. He's a Baggins. My precious, here's a Baggins. A Baggins stole it. He found it and he said nothing. Nothing. We hate Bagginses. Not this Baggins. Yes, every Baggins. All peoples that keep the precious. We must have it. But he'll see. He'll know. He'll take it from us.
What's he going on about? And who's he when he's at home? Does he mean the Dark Lord? Best keep your ears wide open, Sam.
If we has it, then we can escape even from him. Perhaps we grows very strong. Stronger than the Wraithses is. Lord Smeagol? Gollum the Great? The Gollum. Eat physices every day, 3 times a day, fresh from the sea. Must have it. We want it, but there's 2 of them. They'll wait too quick and kill us. Not now, not yet. She might help. Yes. She might. Yes.
One of his nasty friends, I suppose.
No, no. Oh, not that way, no. Yes. We want it. The precious.
He's going to attack the master. He can't help himself. We better put a stop to this.
What time is it?
Nice, Hobbit. Nice, Sam. It's evening. Dusk is creeping. Time to go.
Curse him. I wish he was choked. Come on, Master. Time to wake up.
Nice, Master. Nice, Hobbit.
I slept well. I feel much better.
Sleepyhead, sleepy. Good. Smeagol watches over you.
Yes, Smeagol. You have guided us well and faithfully. This is the last stage. Bring us to the gate, and I will ask you to go no further.
To the gate? To the gate, Master says. Yes, he says so. Good Smeagol does what he asks. So, yes, but when we get closer, we'll see, perhaps. We'll see then. It won't. Not nice at all.
Oh, no, no. Get on with you. Let's get it over.
Theoden and his host rode on towards the ford of Isen. Dark clouds began to overtake them. The sun went down blood red in a smoking haze. In the last red glow, men in the vanguard saw a black speck, a horseman, riding back towards them.
You have come at last, but too late, and with too little strength. If Éomer is with you, tell him there is no hope ahead. He should return to Edoras before the wolves of Isengard come there.
To Edoras we shall not return without battle. The last host of the Éol in Gas has ridden forth. Theoden, your king, is here.
My lord! Command me, lord! Pardon me, I thought...
thought I remained in Meduseld, bent like an old tree under winter snow. So it was when you rode forth to war. But a west wind has shaken the boughs. Tell me your news.
Things have gone evilly since Theodred fell. Saruman has emptied all Isengard upon us. We were driven back yesterday over the Isen with great loss. Many perished at the crossing. Erkenbrand of Westfold has drawn off those men he could gather towards his fastness in Helm's Deep. The rest are scattered.
We must waste no more time in words. Give this man a fresh horse. Let us ride to the help of Erkenbrand.
Yes, ride to Helm's Deep. Go not to the fords of Isen. I must leave you for a while. Shadowfax must bear me now on a swift errand. Éomer, Aragorn, keep well the Lord of the Mark till I return.
We shall. Yeah.
Await me at Helm's Gate.
What does that mean?
That Gandalf has need of haste. Even he goes and comes unlooked for.
But to forsake us in a time of direst need? Wormtongue, were he here, would not find it hard to explain.
True enough. But for myself, I will wait until I see Gandalf again.
Maybe Helm's Deep will wait long for his coming.
Enough, Harmer. We must put our trust in Gandalf Greyhelm. The deceits of Wormtongue linger too long in your mind.
Éomer! What is this place
toward which we ride?
Helm's Deep! It is the strong fortress of our kingdom. A great bay in the mountains commanding the defense of the west fold of Rohan. There Helm defended our realm against the Dunlendings in the old wars. There is the citadel of the Hornburg, which has ever proved the defense of Rohan.
It will prove a hard battle, lord. The main strength of the enemy is many times as great as all that we have here, and it is ever increasing. Orcs and wild men are hurrying southward.
Let us be swift. Let us drive through such foes as already lie between us and the fastness. There are caves in Helm's Deep where hundreds may lie hid, and secret ways lead thence up onto the hill.
Trust not to secret ways. Saruman has long spied out this land. Still in Helm's Deep our defense may last long.
The rumor of war grew behind them. Countless fiery torches flickered in the black fields, scattered like red flowers, are winding up from the lowlands in long, flickering lines.
It's a great host, and follows us hard.
And they're burning as they come, rick, cot, and tree. This was a rich vale and had many homesteads. Alas, for my folk.
Would they were here, and we might ride down upon them. It grieves me to fly them.
We need not fly much further. Helm's Gate is at hand.